This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. This show is sponsored by Synagenix. I can't even tell you how much I love Synagenix, whether you're here in Vegas listening to me on KBET 790 AM, or whether you're anywhere else in the United States. They have clinics all over the United States, but their main clinic of Synagenix is right here in Las Vegas. People fly in from all over the country and all over the world. But you're lucky enough to be right here in Las Vegas. Aren't you lucky? Synagenix is here in the Summerlin area of Las Vegas. Not exactly a long trek, even if you live in Henderson. And so, aren't you lucky? People fly in, they make a four-day weekend in Las Vegas, all built around their sessions with Synagenix. They are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, a proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual. They did it for me. I was their guinea pig. I am their spokesman. I am the guy who everybody sees every night on Newsmax TV, five nights a week. You know, most people have a TV show, even the stars on TV have a TV show once a week. They don't have it five nights a week where people see you. So you can tell, man, whether a person looks good or not, and they have just done fantastic for me. I mean, they've rolled back the clock, turned back the clock at least 10 or 15 years. I look so much younger and so much thinner and so much more muscled underneath this suit. I eat more times a day, and I love the food. I lose weight, and I work out less than I've ever worked out, and I've gained the muscle. If you're free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, but right here in Vegas, 888-YOUNGER. Y-O-U-N-G-E-R, the opposite of older, obviously. If you want to be the opposite of older, call 888-YOUNGER. Take it from Wayne Root and go check me out on Newsmax TV, and you will see what I'm talking about. Register at Synagenix.com, C-E-N-E-Genix.com, C-E-N-E-Genix, G-E-N-I-C-S. Ask for your free, no obligation consultation. Tell them you want the Wayne Root treatment. Check under the hood, tune up the engine, and change the oil. So CNN, Mark Lamont Hill's anti-Israel comments. The network claims that they're anti-hate. Oh, they hate the hate. They hate Trump. They hate the Wayne Roots. We're just haters. But Mark Lamont Hill made some comments that were considered hate, and a lot of people are very worried about it. And what did CNN do? They did fire Mark Lamont Hill today. CNN fires him after his anti-Israel comments. He called for the destruction of the state of Israel and his defense of violence by Palestinians during an appearance at the United Nations. First of all, I find it funny. A Mark Lamont Hill gives speeches in front of the United Nations? This is what's become of America and the world. This is it right there. There's your advertisement for everything wrong with the world. I know Mark Lamont Hill. This used to be on Bill O'Reilly's show, I believe. He's just a Fox News contributor. He's African-American. And he was always debating the liberal side. Everything he said was wackadoodle. Everything he said was whacked out. And so he loves the Palestinians and he hates the Jews. I get it. A CNN spokesman told Mediaite is how it looks like it's pronounced. Mark Lamont Hill is no longer under contract with CNN. The terse statement reflects Hill's employment status, but does not say anything about Israel or condemn his remarks. Hill made a number of disparaging comments towards the Jewish state Wednesday, saying that he wanted a free Palestine from the river to the sea, which means the destruction of the current state of Israel. Hill also defended Palestinian violence for political ends, saying, if we are standing in solidarity with the Palestinian people, this is liberalism today, we must recognize the right of an occupied people to defend itself. We must prioritize peace, but we must not romanticize or fetishize it. We must advocate and promote nonviolence at every opportunity, but we cannot endorse a narrow politics of respectability that shames Palestinians for resisting, for refusing to do nothing in the fact of state violence and ethnic cleansing. Folks, no Jew has ever done ethnic cleansing. No Israel leaders ever asked for ethnic cleansing or conducted ethnic cleansing. He took to Twitter, followed the backlash, defend his comments, and said he did not, in fact, call for destruction of Israel. However, he said, I believe in a single, secular, democratic state for everyone. This is the only way that historic Palestine will be free. The establishment of a singular, secular, democratic state would, of course, mean the replacement of the current Jewish state. He sent several tweets Thursday afternoon, once again defending his comments. None of his tweets mentioned a separation from CNN. But here's another article. CNN contributor Mark Lamont Hill has a history of questionable endorsements. Advocating for the end of Israel is apparently part of a larger trend for Mark Lamont Hill, who has a history of questionable tweets. He spoke at the United Nations commemoration of the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people on Wednesday and made several eyebrow-raising comments. First one was from the river to the sea, and everybody knows what that means. That means you get rid of Israel. It doesn't exist anymore. But let's see what other comments he's made. He's flirted with anti-Semites in the past and recently defended a 2016 photo op with Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who has called the Jewish people termites, among other derogatory comments. The CNN pundit explained away the photo op containing the pair discussed Farrakhan's anti-LGBT and anti-Semitic views during their meeting. The photo was used by Farrakhan to sell his music box sets, apparently without Lamont Hill's permission. Lamont Hill said he would ask for it to be taken down. I don't think it's consistent with my values and my personal standards. Despite his insistence he has principal disagreements with Farrakhan and his organization, Nation of Islam, Lamont Hill has praised the pastor's leadership in the past. In 2015, a Twitter user asked Lamont Hill if he would support Farrakhan's speech at Atlantic University Center. Lamont Hill said, "What you need. What you need, good brother?" Mark Hill on Louis Farrakhan's screenshot. I appreciate Minister Farrakhan demanding we organize and build our own institutions. He's right. That was in 2010. Another one. Lamont Hill insisted he appreciates much of NOI's message, Nation of Islam's message, but thinks it is too conservative. What I've appreciated, this is his tweet, much of the Nation of Islam's message, its politics and ideology have always been too conservative for me. Not quite sure what that means, but that's kind of a scary comment, right? In 2014, Lamont Hill said it was beautiful to see Nation of Islam among a group of organizations. It's been beautiful to see all the different organizations out here, Nation of Islam, Moorish Science, Black Greeks, Hebrew Israelites. He's also expressed support for convicted cop killers Asada Shakur and Mumima Abu Jamal. Shakur, whose given name is Joanne Deborah Byron, was a member of the Black Liberation Army, was convicted of first-degree murder of a New York State trooper in 1973. Shakur was present with two other members of the Black Liberation Army when the police officer was killed, but she claimed she took no part in the murder. She later escaped from prison and fled to Cuba. Lamont Hill called Shakur his hero in 2009 and a freedom fighter who he believes to be innocent. He tweets out, Mother Asada, as in Asada Shakur, thank you for sacrifices, thank you for your struggle and your example, you are my hero. He defended his support of Shakur in 2017, again in July of 2018, claiming he doesn't support cop killers because he believes Shakur is innocent. Interesting. You all control, call, harass whoever you want. I still stand with Asada Shakur. I still maintain her innocence. I always will. Lamont Hill also called for freeing Abu Jamal, a former member of the Black Panther Party who was convicted of killing a police officer in 82 based on the testimony of four witnesses. His conviction was upheld by the state Supreme Court and other after multiple appeals, but he's got tweets out that say, free Mumia with the Kuji Kuglia. What the hell does that mean? I have no idea. I have no idea what language you're even talking at this point. But obviously this is a very, very extreme guy. Extreme guy. And CNN preaches anti-hate speech. Well, guess what? Lamont Hill is the epitome of hate speech. We've got Art from Connecticut on line one. Art, you're on with Wayne on the Root. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My point was I spoke to you before, and I think it's time that we do a nonstop barrage or airdrop of water mixed with skunk oil on those, the people on those migrants. That's number one. Number two, the Navy has this high-frequency horn system that they use to deter Somali pirates, okay? And that works. Now, it all comes in last resort. You know, we used napalm on the Viet Cong, and maybe we ought to do a display on the side about that. Let them
you go a little far for me. No one has to napalm anybody. All you have to do is build a wall. That's all you have to do. Build a wall, and you keep people out, and you have drones flying over the wall and ICE agents on the other side who are being communicated with the drone. No one has to kill anyone. No one has to burn anyone to death. We just have to build a wall. That's all there is to it. And there's nothing wrong with tear gas. There's nothing wrong with rubber bullets if people are attacking. No one's shooting rubber bullets or tear gas at people who are standing around peacefully on the other end of the border. But if they charge your wall and they throw stones and projectiles at ICE agents, you have every right to fight back in self-defense, and preferably do it in a way that's non-lethal. Preferably, I'd like you to do it non-lethal. But on the other hand, if I was a cop and someone threw a rock in my head and I had no choice, you might have to pull your gun. It happens. But in this case, they didn't do anything like that. They didn't kill anybody. They used non-lethal response, which is the responsible thing to do if at all possible. But I don't condone when people talk about napalm. We don't need napalm. You don't need anything like that. You just need a wall. That's my point. What if you did napalm or shoot somebody? Guess what? That would be a horrible thing. Well, you build a wall. You never have to do that. You never have to get in that situation. No one has to ever even talk about things like that. As a matter of fact, in Israel, right? They built the wall, and that was it. That was the end of terrorism. That was the end of illegals coming across. The wall saved Israel. We need a wall in the United States. That's all. You don't have to go to any extremes like napalm or anything else. Don't need deadly force. You need a wall. Deadly force is when somebody coming across the wall pulls out a gun and starts to cock it and shoot it at you. Then we have every right to shoot back. But deadly force is not required because someone's invading your country. You just need a wall and lots of ICE officers on the other side and drones keeping track of all of them. That's all. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. RootForAmerica.com is my website. Find me at Twitter at Real Wayne Root. R-E-A-L, Real Wayne Root. And my email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
Hey, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. The sponsor of this segment's show is Liberty Health Share. Wonderful, wonderful company. Myself, my kids, my whole family's on Liberty Health Share. Got rid of Aetna. Saved 18,000 year one, 18,000 year two. Year two's coming to an end on December 31st. I'm with them for year three. I'm not going anywhere. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I took a big shot, a big gamble, and I put my family on it, and it's worked out great. Not only did we save $36,000, but on top of that, my son had wisdom teeth surgery. I was trying to think of the right way to put it, but his wisdom teeth were removed by a dentist, $2,500 bill. That was a couple months ago, and we just got a check for $2,000 of the $2,500 from Liberty Health Share. Thank you, Liberty Health Share. That was great. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. It's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Tell them Wayne Root's whole family's on it. He's your favorite host, and you want to get on it, too. 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org. Okay. We got Megan Barth. Summer is over. She's come back from beautiful Tahoe, and she's here.
I am.
In person. Live
freezing.
And in person.
Yes.
Freezing. It is cold out there.
It is.
Cold and windy and nasty. Welcome to Seattle.
Yeah.
But we are in Las Vegas, but it's imitating Seattle today.
I was just in Nashville yesterday. It was 19 degrees. Global warming.
Yeah, Nashville's pretty cold in the winter. It's got its moments.
Yeah, I noticed.
So it's not as warm as Vegas in general, by the way. People think it is. It's not.
And not as fun.
It's high up in the mountains, right? That's why it's cold. It's in the mountains kind of Nashville, right?
Well, it's within the mountains,
yeah.
Right? So, yeah.
All right, so her website's ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. What's happening with Media Equalizer, by the way? Has there been
We're doing really good.
What are you guys doing nowadays? What's the big movement of the day?
The big movement of the day is just what we continue to do to keep the press honest. It's associated with the Media Equality Project, of which I'm co-chair, and we do a lot of PR work. And we're growing by leaps and bounds. It's a great site. It's developing into a great site, and we're just a year old, so it's good to see the growth.
Well, we need this site, and we need people fighting for us. That's but right. I will say one negative thing: you're not having any effect on keeping the media honest, because it's impossible to keep the media honest. You couldn't do it no matter how hard you tried. If Wayne, your chairman, wouldn't make any difference, the media will never be honest. They are liberal. They are our opposition. As Trump says, they're our enemy. They're the enemy of a free America, a free and fair America. They're an enemy of Fox News is saying fair and balanced. There's no fair and balance in the media. There's none. Zero. Zip. They would never report things straight if their life depended on it.
Yeah, and we're the watchdog as well, the intersection of tech and government and media. And we're witnessing right now what Twitter is doing by destroying conservative voices and only conservative voices. Do you know they just banned C.J. Pearson, the young black kid, the young conservative on Twitter?
On what grounds?
I'd have no idea. It just happened within the last hour. Laura Loomer had handcuffed her.
Today.
Laura Loomer had handcuffed herself.
Twitter headquarters.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
You and I have an agreement 90% of the time. Sometimes we disagree. Was it brilliant?
Yes.
Yeah, but
because
it's too much.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not too much.
Because you get
an image as
a flamethrower. You just don't win with that. You lose all credibility with that.
No, she does. She just owned the Twitter sphere. She is banned on the platform, yet she was trending on the platform.
I know she's trending.
This is her statement of silencing of conservatives, specifically by the big tech monopoly like Twitter, who can choose and pick to promote the anti-Semites like Linda Sasseur and Louis Farrakhan and not bat an eye. But she points out female genital mutilation. She points out Sharia law. And what Twitter has done is completely silence her. You know, did conservatives just stand by and say, oops, well, there goes Alex Jones. He's been completely deplatformed on any sort and demonetized by a monopoly of tech giants who are extraordinarily progressive and so liberal. Did anyone bat an eye? Well, no. Many ridiculed Alex Jones. And the number one thing we have as conservatives is our voice. And once they take away our voice, they take away our power. Just like they're rigging elections, they take away our power. Just like they've rigged algorithms,
they take away our power. I agree with you. I just think that sometimes when you handcuff yourself, you look like a fool. That goes too far. Pick at the headquarters. Don't handcuff yourself to the front door. Come on. That's something liberals do, and it's idiotic.
It is a civil way to protest. Liberals, how they protest is they use Antifa, and they use jack-booted thugs in order to take rocks and bang them up against the side of the head.
It's not a civil way to protest.
It's a crime to
handcuff yourself to the front door of a corporation. It's a crime. Now, thank God Twitter agreed not to press charges today.
Did anyone get hurt?
No, I didn't say she's
violent. Was the point made?
I don't know if the point was made. I think, first of all, the point wasn't made because no one's going to cover it. No one's going to cover it.
I would be right there with her cheering her on.
I agree with you to cheer her on. I just don't agree that it gets you anywhere to handcuff yourself to a front door. That's all I'm saying. She's right. Conservatives are getting screwed. I get it. But handcuffs? I don't know.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
War now.
Do you know how- USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he's canceling his G20 meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over tensions with Ukraine. President Trump, though, will be meeting with the leader of China, and Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox News, "We need to get our trade deals worked out.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field."
In other news, President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. The president reacts to the news.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about.
More folks are filing for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports 234,000 workers filed for first-time claims last week. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We'll be right back.
WAR now. The Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR now, USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV coming up in about 25 minutes. And Megan Barth in studio. Wanted to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show. Fabulous new book that would make a great Christmas gift called A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm a very busy guy, as I think all of you know. And I could barely find time to write a book, which I've been busy doing, let alone read one. But I got one in this year on my plane trip. Actually, I got two in this year. I read Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing the SS, which is a great book. And I'm also, I got a chance on my last plane trip back from Wyoming to read A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. And what a cool book, with events ripped from the headlines, the peak moments of the Cold War. The book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. The book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between light and darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith and what's possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you'll love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at, guess what, prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com. They make it real easy for you. Go to Amazon or go to prayerofvengeance.com. Thank you, John Stafford, for sponsoring our show and making a Christmas gift on your list for the Christian in your life and the kids in your life who want a book that's a real thriller. All right, Megan Barth is in studio. We've had our debate for the day. We'll agree on everything else. By the way, we agree. I love Laura Loomer. She's on my show all the time. I just think sometimes she goes too far. She just is trying to attract attention to a terrible, terrible thing that's going on. Twitter and Facebook and others are trying to censor us. I get it, but I just would never handcuff myself to a door.
You might not like
her
tactics. You might not like her tactics, but I think the larger question that we need to ask as conservatives is, especially of our elected officials, is what the hell are they doing about it? And right now, they're not doing anything. Is the right mobilizing against this censorship? To a certain extent, I've led some campaigns, etc. But what we really need is this uprising, this mobilization, the fight back, which Laura demonstrates each and every day. You might not like her tactics, again. You might not like how she fights, but she's fighting.
All right. I got it. And by the way, I'll even go further than your statement just now. You said, is the right responding? To some extent, they are. I don't think they're responding at all.
Well, right now they're investigating Jack for perjury, for lying to Congress.
The head of Twitter.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, the head of Twitter.
Yeah.
He lied to Congress. And many people have lied to Congress, and they've done absolutely nothing about it. Unless, of course, now you're Michael Cohen in the grasp of Mueller, and he's facing perjury charges. Well, so should Hillary Clinton. So should James Comey. So should Jack, the founder of Twitter.
Right. All right. There you go. Let's talk a little bit about the health issues of these migrants in the caravan. One third of migrants in the caravan treated for health issues is the line I've got here that you wanted to discuss, but I've actually got a little more in depth. Tijuana Health Department says thousands of caravan members have HIV, tuberculosis, or parasites. Ew.
Yeah.
Can I say that? Ew.
And can we stop calling them migrants and call them invaders? Because if they were asylum seekers, they would have sought asylum in Mexico, and Mexico generously offered them asylum. If they were asylum seekers from political prosecution, they wouldn't be waving the Honduran flag, the flag of their oppressors. So let's just stop calling them caravan members or migrants or asylum seekers and call them exactly what they are, which is invaders.
And by the way, before you read that, I just want to mention the new study is out, and 7 out of 10 residents of Tijuana do not like the caravan members, think that they are invaders. Anyway,
yes, and they've said that.
Continue with the health
story.
Now,
of the 6,000 migrants residing in Tijuana, over a third of them, 2,267, are being treated for health-related issues. 3 are confirmed cases of tuberculosis, 4 cases of HIV/AIDS, and 4 separate cases of chickenpox. At least 101 migrants have lice, They have multiple instances of skin infections.
Parasites.
Parasites. Ugh. And also there is a threat of hepatitis outbreak due to the unsanitary conditions. Now, the mayor of Tijuana, he has Juan Manuel Gastelum, said Tuesday that the city has enough money to assist the migrants only for a few more days. The city is saying it's spending around $30,000 a day. He said, we won't compromise the resources of the residents of Tijuana. We won't raise taxes tomorrow to pay for today's problems.
Isn't that funny? Sounds like Trump.
Does he? Yeah.
Sounds like
because the Democrats want to raise taxes and also want catch and release. So when these, you know, open border freaks on the left basically just say, oh, come on in, don't worry, well, we might catch you, we might not, but we'll definitely release you. You can take your tuberculosis, your AIDS, your parasites, and go to whatever community you would like to infect.
Don't forget your lice. Don't forget your lice. All this wonderful stuff. Look, I've been arguing all along, by the way. I'll throw in another one. I read this on yesterday's during yesterday's show. There was an article out that no one's talking about this. There's a terrible polio-like disease spreading across America to children.
Right.
And they go to bed with a sore throat, and they wake up paralyzed from the neck down.
Mm-hmm. And do you know where the origin of that virus is from?
Well, I don't know. I was just guessing that could be something brought to America by
Honduras.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is.
And I wrote about the viral and deadly diseases of legal and illegal immigration. That is the title of it. They can find it on ReaganBabe.com. The CDC buried tuberculosis data and outbreaks because they wanted to be PC and not smear. Right.
Right. It's been extinguished in the United States for many years, but all these immigrants are illegal immigrants are bringing it back into the country.
Right.
And why would we not go back to the, you know, in the 1910s, 1920s, 1930s, America accepted millions of legal immigrants through Ellis Island, and they were tested for disease, and they were sent back if they were diseased.
And infirmed.
And they were sent back if they didn't have a relative waiting who would vouch for them that wouldn't allow them to need welfare or social services.
Ellis Island worked really well.
Right.
And we have multiple ports of entry, legal ports of entry, I think 46. These invaders could have chosen, these supposed asylum seekers chose not to use the legal ports of entry and chose to storm our southern border and act violently by throwing rocks against our law enforcement officials.
Now, here's the problem, Megan, and this is a big problem. Trump is, you know, look, I'm a big fan of Trump. Obviously, he's the best we could have possibly gotten, but he talks big and doesn't always deliver what he talks about. So, you know, he's the one who said, we're not going to allow you to be lawbreakers. We're going to arrest you when you come across the border. So when 42 of them got through the other day, 42 were arrested. Do you know it came out today that none of them will be prosecuted? Now, I don't know if
Trump will be deported.
I didn't say a word about that. I think that means they're in the country now and they have to have their asylum case. And they got in. So, you're incentivizing people to attack and to get in because there is no retribution. There's no penalty or punishment for being a bad person. If you wait on the other side, you'll never get in, so you might as well attack and get in.
Well, and this is what the liberal judge out of, San Francisco or the Ninth Circuit ruled
always
against.
Nice
Always.
Always.
And that's why they're the most overturned court in the country. 89% of their cases are overturned once they reach the Supreme Court. Why? Because they are unconstitutionally sound. They are activist judges.
Well, I was talking about this yesterday, and I was saying, listen, look, first of all, I've been on record as being a very pro-gay Republican. I've been very nice to gay people. I always said, if you want to get married, get married. I don't care. I've always said that's fine. I've always been very nice on that issue. It's not a big issue for me, one way or the other, but I've met many gay people in my life. I produce TV shows. They're very fine people. No problem. It's like Trump would say the same thing. So I'm allowed to say this, okay? These judges, these activist judges in San Francisco, are probably either gay themselves, they live in a gay neighborhood in San Francisco, filled with transsexuals, filled with wild-eyed extreme radicals, and if they ever ruled against immigrants one time, even if it's the most reasonable common sense ruling in the world, they'd be run out of town on the third rail. They'd be tarred and feathered. They could never walk out of their house in safety again in radical gay liberal neighborhoods of San Francisco. But if they rule against Trump on the Ninth Circuit, and they have to live in these radical neighborhoods in San Francisco filled with wild-eyed extreme liberals, they're probably put up, they probably have a chair and they raise them in the air and they walk them through parades and they walk them through the gay parade and they bounce them up and down and they high-five them. Do you understand? You can't live in the same way Senator Collins of Maine went against the liberals and supported Kavanaugh. What did the liberals say? She'll never be able to eat out again without being publicly shamed.
And she was sent ricin.
Right. So my point is, these judges, not only do they have extreme radical left thinking, maybe some of them actually, common sense comes through occasionally, and then they think about, oh my God, I have kids. How would they go to school if I supported Trump on one ruling?
Well, and you just
God, how would I walk through the street if I supported Trump on one ruling?
Well, and you just illustrated the intolerant left. You just
right.
illustrated the violent left.
Right.
And that's something that the left, of course,
crazy
uses
left.
Us up.
Mentally
we're not this,
ill.
Well, absolutely.
Right.
When you are holding up severed heads of presidents, when you are watching assassination porn and cheering and clapping at the assassination of a man, an innocent man, when you find that to be entertainment, you have to be mentally.
Well, by the way, I never heard that term before. What is assassination porn?
Assassination porn. They had assassination porn in Central
Park. Careful, you're on the radio, so say it politely in a
porn.
Nice way. But what is it?
It was
watching people being assassinated? And
like they had Julius Caesar in Central Park, remember? And the liberals were cheering because Caesar looked like Trump and he was stabbed
to death.
So
you mean porn in the way that they're looking at it and they're getting pleasant feelings because they
correct.
See someone's head getting lopped
getting off
as conservative.
It.
Got it.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure what it meant. That's
yeah, they're cheering it. They're getting off on it. They're
right.
clapping.
Yeah. Got it. Liberals are nuts. They're just nuts. By the way, speaking of porn, when we get back, Robert Mueller's FBI gave Orgy Island billionaire Jeffrey Epstein an easy go. And so, you know, for these people who think Mueller's a good guy, he was involved with the Boston mob. He did terrible things up there involving the Boston mob. Now you see he gave an easy go to a guy who had an Orgy Island where I think Bill Clinton, 36 trips to Orgy Island or 36 trips on the Elite Express and to Orgy Island, and these guys are all in bed together. It's collusion. It's conspiracy. They don't care about you and me. They're all dirty as they have to be in order to get that Swiss bank account payment. I wouldn't trust Mueller as far as I could spit at him. When we get back, we got more with Megan Barton. It's time in about 15 minutes for my national TV show on Newsmax TV. War Now, Wayne Allyn. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver are formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Rex Pistol is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm the guy who loves the Second Amendment. I'm the guy who loves Christmas. How about I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex Pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex Pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would function every time and in every situation. So I watched that famous torture test done by the Military Arms Channel. And this Rex pistol beat a leading gun used by military law enforcement and Navy SEALs, but it's only a fraction of the cost. And it didn't just beat it. It beat it badly. It beat it like a drum. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They've got the perfect pistol for you. It's my Wayne Root gun of choice. Rex Firearms, available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. And so you take a K, and then you put in a dash, and then VAR, V-A-R, K. Dashvar.com. Use the promo code ROOT to get a free holster shipped with your gun only by using ROOT. That's K-Var.com or head now to your local gun store. A K and a dash and a VAR.com. All right, we've got Megan Barth back. She's got the websites Reagan Babe and MediaEqualizer.com. Welcome back, Megan.
Thank you.
Good to have you back in person, by the way.
It's good to be in studio with you.
Even though I bit your head off in the first segment.
That's but right. That's okay. I bit back.
The Illinois House has erased. I like the way she does that. The Illinois House has erased from its record a Democratic legislator's remark, a really disgusting remark towards a GOP colleague. Why don't you tell us about that remark, Megan?
Sure. This is Stephanie Kifowitz, I believe her name is pronounced, and she was basically ushered in through the leading Democrat, who's
entirely corrupt. You know, Illinois is all corrupt. But the Illinois House took the rare step Wednesday of erasing from the record this woman's remark suggesting she'd like to infect the water supply of a GOP colleague's loved ones with a broth of Legionella.
Which is Legionnaire's disease.
Which is Legionnaire's disease. It's deadly. Rep. Stephanie Kifowit apologized for the indelicate comment. This is how they report it. The indelicate comment. Not the death threat. The indelicate comment she made about Lombard Republican Peter Breen on the floor during a debate involving the deadly Legionnaire's crisis at the Quincy Veterans Home. And so in this debate, she threatened to dirty the water supply, killing his family with Legionnaire's disease. And then she, of course, stated, that's not what I said. I said, you know, what if someone... And she tried to totally change her answer. The record reflected absolutely differently. And so what did the Illinois Democrats do? They simply expunged and erased the record.
Well, no different than this Lamont Hill guy, right? What's his full name? Something Lamont Hill.
And Mark.
Mark Lamont Hill on CNN. He gave a speech in front of the UN. I don't know if you, when you were driving over, usually you're listening in my show, did you hear me say,
yeah.
Can you imagine if he was ever allowed to give a speech in front of the United Nations?
Right.
Why would you choose him to give a UN speech? Because the UN thinks just like him.
Exactly.
Because there are a bunch of radical Arab countries and Muslim countries in the audience, and they all hate Israel, and they all want to see Israel destroyed from sea to shining sea.
And that's the charter, what he said. And that's the phrase that Hamas uses.
Right.
So this wasn't something that he just spoke of and didn't read about. I mean, he's a professor, right? I mean,
right.
He's speaking at the UN. Obviously, he's supposedly a bright person. He knew that that was the chant of Hamas.
I think he's like a Fordham professor, if I'm not mistaken. He was at one point when he was on Bill O'Reilly's show, a professor at Fordham University in New York, if I remember correctly. And he's just always, I watched him and I see how radical he was.
Right.
But, I mean, he's gone to another level now. He's like a brother with the Palestinians. We're brothers. And, you know, the Jewish people are no good. And Israel's got to be destroyed, and they could do anything they want, any level of violence, because Israel practices ethnic cleansing. I don't know. I've never seen Israel practice ethnic cleansing. Last I remember, Israel shoots at people that are shooting at them, but those people who are Muslim extremists in the Palestinian Liberation Army put women and children to the front of the line, so when we shoot back at the bad guys, you hit a woman or a child, and you accuse Israel of ethnic cleansing.
Like the invaders on our southern border.
They're using human shields.
Right.
Right.
Just like the invaders on our southern border.
Right, that's what
I mean, if they were really, I mean, let's look at the men, the 95% of men of the invaders at the southern border. If they were fearing for their lives, why did they leave the women and children behind? Why didn't they stay and fight against their oppressive government?
Right. Right, exactly.
So, you know, I don't see much difference. This is the leftist thought that power must be achieved through violence. Power can be capitalized or increased through chaos. And the left's whole modus operandi is to create chaos, whether manufactured chaos or capitalize on chaos.
The whole key now is whether Trump follows through. If we are allowed to fight back without two hands tied behind our back and one leg tied behind your back, because, again, Trump retweeted, you know, and this has nothing to do with the top group, it's just the general overall, can we fight back against liberals? Trump retweeted that meme that shows Mueller going to prison and Hillary going to prison and Obama going to prison and the FBI leader Comey going to prison. And did he do that because he knows he's about to really go after these people and put them in prison? Or is it always like a mind game and nothing's ever going to really happen? That's the million-dollar question, Meg.
Well, that's the million-dollar question we're all asking, because as long as there's no accountability, there will always be lawlessness.
All right, we're headed to a break, and then it's time. The break is 1 minute long, and then I'm right back at you on Newsmax TV. So we're going to hike out of here with Megan, and Wayne Root's going to pop back in, turn on all the lights, turn on the camera, and be ready to go with Newsmax TV and Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216 on Dish Network, and many cable systems around the country. Megan, thank you for another wonderful appearance.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you again next Thursday. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, right back at you.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.